First of all, I want to let you know that Michael, our organist, had his surgery, and he's still recuperating. It went well, but he's got some therapy and so forth to do, so he's hoping to be here soon. Also, after Mass in the Southwest Vestibule, you can sign up for the men's retreat, which is this coming Saturday. When Lincoln was the president, people could seek office by just going directly to the president for their government jobs. And a fellow came up to him and said that this particular fellow who was an office holder of some kind, this particular fellow died, and I was wondering if I could replace him. And Lincoln said to him, "Well, if it's okay with the undertaker, it's certainly okay with me." Not a big one, but anyhow. The point is, there's a temptation to power, and we sometimes forget the consequences. In the first reading, we've often heard the story of Adam and Eve and how sin came into the world. And God provided in the garden for all that Adam and Eve could even want. Perfect happiness, perfect relationship between them and God, perfect relationship between each other, perfect relationship between them and nature. He only forbade them one thing: don't eat from this particular tree. Then the devil, the serpent, came, and he began to tempt. And he is jealous, because as he was an angel, he had all that he could ever have wanted. But now he was deprived of that because he decided that he wanted to be like God or even greater than God. And so he tempts. He doesn't want anybody to have what he cannot have. So he tempts Eve by using distorted truth. He said, "If you eat of this tree, you'll be like gods, knowing what's good and evil." It's true. But they would not have the wisdom that would come if they had waited for God to say, "Yes, now you may eat of this tree." But they decided to do it the other way, do it their own way. And so sin came into the world, and we have been infected with that weakness. So we do not have the understanding to seek what we want without the consequences. We think we know need this or that, but our wisdom is not there, and we don't know that we need that. St. Thomas Aquinas said that we cannot seek evil. We can only seek good. And when we decide to sin, it's because we have decided that my better good here is doing what I want rather than what God wants me to do. Sin is always because we think it's good, even though it is not. In the gospel, of course, there's a very big understatement. Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. Of course he was. But then comes the devil to tempt him. And there is a temptation for us to think, well, Jesus was God, and so really was not hard for him to say no to those temptations. But Jesus is also man. He is very human. And so when he says he is hungry, of course he was. Who would not be fasting 40 days and 40 nights? And some of the stones in the desert would have looked like the kinds of bread he would have been used to. And so the devil says, "Well, just turn these stones into bread." No. He says, "No." He said, "We don't live by bread alone, but on the words that come from the mouth of God." And the next two temptations are more insidious. Because Jesus knows, because he is God, but he is also man, he has that foreknowledge of what's going to become of him. He can see his passion before him. And he doesn't want it. His humanity certainly does not want suffering. And so the devil is leading him to choose something that would be easy for him. Jesus doesn't want the cross, but he wills the cross. And if he decided to worship the devil, all creation would have been turned upside down. The relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit would have been wrecked, and all creation would have just disappeared. But Jesus knows the love that he has for the Father and the love that the Father has for him. And so he decides, against his better human judgment, that he is going to say no to the devil. He knows the Father's will for him, that was his will indeed from the beginning, and he knows his love for each of us. And so he says, no, get thee behind me, Satan. And we see the depth of God's love for each of us in this gospel. And we are called to seek his grace that he offers us so freely, so that we may understand when we are tempted what the consequences of temptation are. If we yield to it, we die. But if we call upon the Lord for his grace, we can say no to those temptations. We can turn away from sin. And if we do sin, we then are called to seek the mercy of God, by which he forgives us and reconciles us to himself, that we may be his people here and now, that we may live as his people forever in the world to come.